Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and this is a podcast where we take a look at the crazy world around us through the lens of Scripture, that is to say, a biblical worldview. And today, we take up the topic of Vodi Bakum's recent death.
You are going to hear a rumor one day that Vodi Bakum is no more. Don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? Because though I die, I will rise with Christ.
Certainly no truer words were spoken and spoken by Vodi Bakum himself. As I said, I'd like to talk a little bit about Vodi Bakum today. I met Vodi Bakum in 2015. Vodi came to speak at a men's conference at my church. 700 men from both inside and outside my church came to meet him. It was a big deal. He was a big deal. But what struck me most about him was his humility. As we arranged and discussed all the things from security to meal arrangements and everything else, transportation to and from the event, one of the things that struck me was this, his humility. We asked him, what would you like to eat and where would you like to eat it? And this was before he was on a very strict diet that he remained on until the end of his life. He said, look, I want to eat among the men. I want to sit among the men. I want to be with my brothers in Christ. Now, he had flown in from across the country. He was tired when he arrived. He was tired the next morning when the conference began, and he would be preaching numerous sessions there himself. He was the only speaker. And yet, he wanted to be among the men. He was humble. He was brave. He was a man of conviction. And he was a brother in Christ who wanted to be with his brothers. And that really struck me. So many speakers make requirements for the green room and they want special things and special arrangements. He wanted none of that. He was a man of God. He was a servant of God. And he was a humble servant of God, although he was very well known by then. His demands were few, and his service was great. Now, if you know anything about my previous church, the Hillside Church, it was a very diverse church. And that same weekend, we were having a Polish-Mexican wedding. That's right, a Polish-Mexican wedding. Traditional Polish, traditional Mexican. The groom was unable to attend the conference. And so on a break, while he was resting, supposedly, Vodi Bakum came over to the wedding just before it kicked off and met and talked with the groom. Who does that? Really, who does that? Later, as we were wrapping up the conference and we were preparing to take him to the LA airport, I asked him if there was anything we could do for him. And with a little bit of embarrassment, he said, you know, I haven't seen my auntie in a long time. Would you take me to see my auntie on the way to the airport? We did have sufficient time to do that. And so we said, sure. Where does she live? And he said, she lives in Compton. And so I gathered up my men's ministry pastor and said, look, let's you and me take Vodi Bakum to Compton to see his auntie. And so we did. And I have to tell you, that was quite the experience. We waited outside in the car in the hood, and it was interesting. And that's probably something for another podcast on another day. But really, think about this. He wanted to see his auntie, and he had made no request and no demands of us. It was the least that we could do. But here's a man who valued family. He valued the family of God, sitting with the men during the men's conference, seeing a brother in Christ right before his wedding, a Polish-Mexican wedding, and then going to see his auntie. And so we took him to the airport and sent him on his way. This would not be the end of our association. He would later speak at Hillside Church in San Jose twice, as well as agreeing to be on my podcast where I was to interview him for the release of his book, Fault Lines. Once again, when he visited Hillside Church and spoke at our men's conference, he was accessible to everybody. He was tireless. He was a servant. He was kind. He was patient. And he wanted to make sure everybody received his attention. He was selfless. But above all things, Vodi Bakum was a servant of Christ. He was a man who held great convictions. I can't say we agreed on everything, but we agreed on 90% of the things, and you could count on him to say what was true, to be bold, but not to be rude, which, as I have to say, many in the Christian community fail to do. They are either rude about their convictions, or they fail to stand on their convictions. And one thing everyone can say about Voddie Baucham was he was a man of conviction. He was a man of the word, and he made no apologies for it. The third time he spoke at Hillside Church was a conference we held on critical race theory and intersectionality during the height of the pandemic. It was a virtual conference, and during the height of some of the George Floyd controversies, which muddied the waters. During this time, we introduced him to Neil Shenvey, who was in North Carolina. Each of them spoke virtually to a virtual audience of some size, and then there was something of a Q&A after that. And once again, Voddie Baucham was clear. He spoke with conviction. He was not rude, but he was not shy. If there was one other observation I could make about Voddie Baucham, he was a man's man. He was a Christian man. He was not one of those swagger and spit kind of guys, but he was masculine. He was biblical. He was not some caricature, but he was a model to be emulated. I remember picking up Voddie Baucham once to have dinner at my house, and he would be meeting with two young men. He had a very strict dietary requirement by then because of some problems with his kidneys, but he came to my home. We prepared him salmon and red meat. We let him pick between the two. He chose the red meat, like a man's man should. And he spoke to these two young men. He spent time with my wife and I, and he was very tired. He had flown in from Africa, and he was just giving. And, you know, we took him home and put him in his hotel room and let him catch up on his sleep. And the next day, he was ready to speak at my church once again. Voddie Baucham also was kind to women. You know, people mischaracterize him and all this sort of thing. People on the left, progressives, treated him as if he were some kind of Neanderthal. But he was very kind and respectful to women. I saw that time and time again. He was kind and respectful to my daughter. When my daughter wrote her book about her accident and her recovery, Voddie Baucham agreed to endorse it. He read it and endorsed it. He took the time to read and endorse that book. And I want to give you some context here. Me and my daughter, we're nobodies. And that's what this podcast is entitled, A Nobody Remembers Voddie Baucham. It didn't matter who you were, famous or not famous, Voddie Baucham treated everybody the same. Really, the last contact I had with Voddie was when he was going to release his book, Fault Lines, which if you haven't bought it and read it, do so, and read his second book, It's Not Like Being Black. I was on the launch team for that book. Anyway, through email and such, we agreed to set up an interview for me to interview him for this podcast prior to the release of Fault Lines. And so we had to set up times to meet to take into account the time zone differential between Zambia and San Jose, and we did. And so that day, we keyed up everything, we were ready to record, but there was no Voddie Baucham. And so I waited and I emailed and I tried to text, but there was no Voddie Baucham, because this was the first cardiac event that he had with this severe congestive heart failure. Here's a man who's like a third degree black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, who clearly works out, he's in good shape, he eats well, and he has this event. And he nearly died. They got him to the United States as he was hanging on, and he was treated, and he eventually recovered. But this was the beginning of the end, in a manner of speaking. While I had contact with Voddie's organization, after that, I never spoke to him again. And then the day that he died, we found out he was going to be in San Jose, and we were trying to contact him to make arrangements for him to return to Hillside Church to speak here, to preach here, to share here, to teach here. And it was then that we discovered that he had just died. What a loss. This has been a season of loss for the Christian church worldwide. John MacArthur, Charlie Kirk, Voddie Baucham, and very nearly Christopher Yuan. But now Voddie is gone. But as you heard in this video clip that I just spliced into this podcast, He's gone, but he's not dead. He's dead, physically speaking, but he's alive in Christ. He is with Christ, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And he will return with the Lord when the Lord returns to set all things aright here on sinful planet Earth. In the meantime, I'd like to make a request of you. Please pray for Bridget and his 9 children. This came suddenly. No one is ever fully prepared to say goodbye to a loved one. He leaves behind a family that he dearly loved. He leaves behind a wife and children, and they need your prayer. Let me just add one thing, and I do not solicit funds very often, but the Bauckham family wasn't wealthy. He wasn't part of some glamorous, glitzy ministry where he made a ton of money. He was a humble servant of Christ, and his medical bills are significant, and it's getting his family set up and clear of all these would be helpful. There is a website called GiveSendGo, GiveSendGo, one word, / Bauckham Family, Bauchum Family. You can give there if you wish, if you are led by the Lord, to support them, to help them get through these difficult times financially, to get the dust settled, to get his bills taken care of. This is no small feat. I don't want you to deprive your local church of regular giving. Give first to and through the local church. But if you have $5 or $10 or $100, whatever it is, and you feel so inclined and so led, you might consider helping them out in this time of need. I think that's all for now. Thank you for listening. This is Keith Crosby. If you have questions, you can email me at keithcrosby1word@yahoo.com. KeithCrosby@yahoo.com, and put podcast in the memo line, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. In the meantime, may God bless you and God keep you.